pursuing the will of God. Sometimes you and I think it's like a high wire act where the smallest misstep means we fall off and fall out of God's favor, right? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, the Apostle Paul has something to say about knowing God's will.
John, we've been looking at Romans 12, 1 and 2, an important passage when it comes to Christian apologetics, and it also talks about how to know the will of God. Paul says, "Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will. Knowing God's will follows from thinking God's thoughts, and this follows from experiencing God's supernatural transformation, the kind that renews our mind with the truth. Knowing God's will is not designed to be complicated. Sometimes we talk about pursuing God's will as if God was trying to hide it from us, making it as difficult as possible to find it.
I know, can you imagine? But God wants us to know His will.
And the more we see things from His perspective, the more we'll be able to discern God's will and direction for our lives.
Now, Paul does talk about testing and approving. Let's not ignore that fact. And that means we have to deal with conflicting ideas from time to time.
There are a lot of mixed messages out there, but renewing our mind with God's word, godly counsel, and the work of the Holy Spirit will help us keep in step with Him. We can even know God's will when it comes to defending our faith, trusting Him to provide opportunities by bringing the right people across our path at just the right time. God wants us to know His will, and that should put a spring in the step of every Christian who wants to walk closely with Him.
Thanks, Alan. Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at reasonwhy.org.